The next patient is Andrea Pedroso. First name, A-N, like in November, D like in Delta, R like in Roger, E like in Echo, A like in Alpha. Pedroso, P-E, D like in Delta, R like in Roger, O, S like in Sam, O. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old Hispanic female that is referred by Dr. Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. And for evaluation of a cyst that is in the left kidney, period. The cyst has been examined with ultrasound every year, and there is also evidence of an abdominal CT scan with contrast. That was done on August the 20th of 2020. Period, this cyst has been very stable. In the urinalysis, on January 15, 2022, the patient had a white blood cell 0 to 4, RBCs 5 to 10, negative for bacteria, 2 plus mucus. There was 1 plus protein and 1 plus blood, which should be investigated. Interestingly, this patient has a GFR that is 95 cc's per minute. This is a minimal proteinuria that has to be measured, and for that reason, we are going to order the pertinent laboratory workup. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today in the office is 128 over 72, and the BMI is 29. Period. Following number is fibromyalgia. This is the patient that has been taking medication for pain, including opioids, and is a big concern. My recommendation is for this patient to change the diet drastically, eliminate the processed food, including chicken, pork, and red meat. The intake of protein could be related to non-animal protein and egg whites or free-range eggs and wild-caught fish. That is going to fight the inflammation, and knowing that this patient has been taking a medication for heartburn that includes famotidine and a PPI omeprazole. By changing the medication, restricting the sodium intake, and following the diet, the patient might get a significant improvement of the general condition. Following number, the patient has a history of heartburn. The most likely situation is that she has gastroesophageal reflux disease. the patient claims that the EGD was done a couple of years ago, and my intention is to suggest a reevaluation of the gastroesophageal reflux disease, rule out the possibility of Barrett's esophagus or any other type of pathology from the gastroenterology point of view. A following number, degenerative joint disease. Period. We are going to order a laboratory workup that is basic, and we are going to reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup. Extensive discussion was carried with the patient, and she doesn't seem to be reluctant to the change. Thanks a lot for the kind consultation. We continue to give the follow-up and keep Dr. Rodriguez posted of the progress. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I spent 15 minutes of my time examining the referral in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.